your fleet.
Executive lease turn-ins and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
Get to Kohl's Memorial Day weekend sale and get $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Promotional offer valid May 23rd through the 26th, 2014. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I am so sick of winter. When is this cold weather going to stop?
No kidding.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Is this a rerun? Hello, testing.
Hey,
hello, one, two.
Hello.
A best of?
Well, if I'm here, it's not going to be a best of. Ah. It's going to be the fill-in guy for Friday. Here we are rolling you into the Memorial Day weekend. I am Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Eon the Peon. We're all happy to have you here. Whenever we get to Memorial Day weekend, there's always a report, and I heard one earlier today, both on the ABC network newscast and on our local newscast here on KTRS, about the number of people who are going to be traveling. And the report this year is that the number is going to be higher than it has been over the last 10 years, the second highest in the last 14 years. They say of the 36, I'm reading this to you, according to the AAA, 36.1 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home over the weekend. 88% of those, almost 32 million, will use their car as their form of transportation.
Hmm.
How do they know?
Yeah, did they call and do a survey? Is that what they do? Hi, we're from AAA. We would like to know.
If you were going to tell me
they pulled 50 people, and that's
if you were going to tell me how many people are going to fly somewhere, okay, there's a database. People buy tickets to fly. We do that. How many people are going to be taking Amtrak this weekend? Okay, well, that information is available because people had to purchase those tickets in advance, and then you guess, well, how many are going to buy them last minute? Okay, I see you can figure that out. In your life, have you ever told anybody at any agency anywhere how far you're driving this weekend or what your weekend plans are?
And every holiday weekend, too, they give you the average of gas prices.
That's correct.
As opposed to last year at this time.
Correct.
Well, we can tell by the amount of people that have prepaid for their gas this weekend.
You know, I could see, now that I think about it, there was a time when AAA was used by a lot of people if they were going to be traveling out of town. You know, you get that trip tick.
Yeah.
Why, that seems like 100 years ago, that technology. It was actually my wife, I think she was in college at the time. Maybe it was shortly after college. Her first job was doing those triptychs. People, hi, I need to get information on how I go from here to Des Moines. Okay, well, then she'd get out the book and put the little things in. I mean, I didn't know her at the time, but she told me about this and have to put that in and take that yellow Sharpie or highlighter and highlight the route for people. And then you'd open up the triptych page. People who were of, you know, under 35 or 40 years old have no idea what I'm talking about.
Had Google Maps.
I don't know what that is. I know my grandparents used to on their road trips. My grandma would keep a ledger and actually how many miles they drove that day, where they stopped and things. So she would keep like a diary.
But she would never report that to somebody. So then nobody
was just
ever
in her
knew.
House where you could read later.
Yeah. I have the map in the glove box.
This weekend, 88% of Americans and Ian's grandmother will be using the automobile as they travel over 50 miles this weekend.
Not that map that we can never fold back up and get out the atlas. Remember they had the atlas or the road atlas. Rand McNally.
Yeah. What was that company that did it locally? They were on sale at every convenience store in this area. And as soon as you walked into a Deerberg's or a Schnucks, they always had that big wire display of, do you have the St. Charles County map? Do you have the St. Louis County? I'm going to need both of those. And also, we're thinking about going to Indianapolis. You got to go to AAA and get a triptych for that. And then you'd be driving along, and whoever's in the passenger seat would be unfolding whatever it was. Oh, wait a second. I think the pages are sticking together. We missed our exit.
Yeah, now you can go on Google Maps, and I did this a couple of years ago. I put together a road trip that I want to eventually get to one day, and it's saved still. So it's still on there, like a 10-day trip where hopefully eventually we'll have time one day.
With multiple destinations on it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a big loop around, plus 10 different states or whatever.
Plus now, when you're driving, you could just set your phone to tell you.
Plug it into the aux, have it tell you turn by turn where to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't understand how the Garmin people are still in business, or the TomTom people.
I don't either, because I have OnStar. I use OnStar.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know why OnStar is still in business. Yeah. Everybody has a phone now. Why do you need that particular thing? I mean, even if you were going to use that service, why do you need that blue button in your car when you could just take your phone out and call them?
I like OnStar better with my eyes, because I can't get my phone out and try and plug it in and all this other stuff. I just push the button and go, hey, how you doing?
Tell me where to go.
You're not prank calling OnStar, are you?
No.
You're driving along, you're bored. All right, I got a good one.
Is your refrigerator running?
I wonder what it would sound like if Jack Nicholson called OnStar.
Hi, OnStar.
You have Prince Albert in the can.
I missed my freaking turn. I did have to call them one time. I was completely lost, and I missed a couple of streets, and I called them, and I said, I know I'm close. I have no idea. So she picked up my car, and she says, oh, turn around, and then she's driving with me, right? And she goes, okay, this next street up here, I said, the one I just passed? Yes, you were supposed to turn right there. She goes, turn right at the next street. I'm like, okay. And then I turned right, and then she goes, okay, we're going to go up one block and turn left, and and she got me there.
So she's doing your turn-by-turn for you live?
Yes, live, while she's watching my car going through.
And now that I think about it, it's probably a better idea to have the blue button that you push while you're driving rather than trying to fumble for your phone or whatever it is, although... speaking on behalf of people who can see, like Ian, we can handle the fumble for your phone. Plus, now with things like Siri, or Ian and I were just talking about Google Voice, you just talk to the phone and it does it. And I was telling Ian, and I guess I should mention this on the air for everybody to know, Google today released a voice recognition software for the Chrome browser on your home computer.
Wow.
Where now you can talk to Google on your computer if you want to search something. You just open up the Google screen, or you keep it open as you're doing the rest of your work. And then if you've set up the voice recognition stuff, and if you go to Yahoo Tech today, there's a very easy step-by-step rundown of how to do this. Then you just say, okay, Google, search for Cardinals tickets. Boop, comes right up. You don't have to click on anything or do anything else, which, of course, is what we've been doing on the phones in the car for a couple of years since Siri came around.
Right.
Yeah. We'll take some phone calls here. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. Speaking of road-related things, I saw this story today, and you ever hear about somebody inventing something and you go, oh, that is going to be a $1 million idea. I wish I had come up with that. These two people from Sandpoint, Idaho, Julie and Scott Broussard, they are not in the road business. They are not in the solar energy business. She's a counselor, and he is an electrical engineer. I saw this story on discovery.com today. Julie was thinking one day, why aren't roads and parking lots made with solar panels? Because if they were made with solar panels, now all day long they're sitting in the sun, converting that power to electricity. You can use that electricity to light up the roads. You could even have like the dividers or the yellow lines or anything else on the road.
The grid in the parking lot.
You build that right into the road. It stores the energy perhaps during the course of the day. And now you're not using electric. You don't have to be plugged into the grid. You're your own grid. So they started their company called Solar Roadways, a project they say will develop solar panels strong enough to be walked on, biked on, driven on, and parked on. They also are working on putting heating elements in them that will melt snow.
Why didn't somebody
else think of this before?
I hate myself every day. I love the show Shark Tank. That's my newest, one of the greatest shows that I enjoy.
I agree.
And every day, especially after watching the show, he's like, you try to go, well, I could think of something. And then you try to think of something, and nothing comes
not
in my head.
Nothing comes into your mind.
And somebody comes walking in with something, and it's so, oh, I could have thought of that.
Well, all I have to do is think of what issues do I come with, approach every day with in my day-to-day, activities.
Right.
What could be fixed? Nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, I will say, I like the show Shark Tank, too. But for me, at least 60% of the time I'm watching that show, I go, get off the screen. That's a stupid idea.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way,
and they tell them that.
Yes, but sometimes I'm thinking that's a stupid idea, and four of them all go, I'll invest in that. I'll give you $200,000 right now for 14% of the company. I'll give you 15% of the company. And I'm thinking, that seemed like a stupid idea 30 seconds
ago. They talk you into it, though. They go, no, I kind of see what they're saying.
So this couple is developing this, and not only are they going to put heating elements in the roadways, I guess they have the idea, and they're not even in the manufacture phase yet. They haven't sold it to anybody. But among their ideas, they want to put LEDs on these solar panels that can display warnings. Like you're out in the country somewhere, and instead of putting up deer crossing signs, the road would alert you there's a deer in the road ahead.
Wow.
No, that's great.
They say they've gotten $700,000 in funding from the Federal Highway Administration, and they're building a prototype parking lot, which will have some of this stuff into it. And now they're doing crowdfunding online to raise another $1 million to do it. They say they don't want to get investors involved that's one of those where you go, I hope these people make it. Sorry I didn't think of it. Here's the other part of it, by the way. Let's be honest. So we're talking about Shark Tank.
Yes.
The people who go to Shark Tank, they've already started their businesses. They've already been...
They have a patent, a product most of the time.
They've already been successful to a certain extent. You know, how much money have you made with that? Well, in the last 18 months, we've made $75,000 or $340,000 or whatever it is. They've taken it past the idea phase and produced something. In our underwear all day long and said, I got to come up with something. Wait a minute, I've got it.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do with it, but I've got the idea.
One that comes to my mind, and now they're making just fist over fist of money now, millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
These guys created a strip that fits down by your seat in between the console.
Oh, to keep stuff
from
falling.
Where you're always dropping things down. Your phone slides down there.
Millionaires.
Or your wallet went down there.
All it is just a little foam black strip that fits right in that slot, so nothing can fall down there anymore. Millionaires.
Yeah, and then there's always the follow-up. They go back a year later.
Well, we only sold 50,000.
We're just about to start selling in China. China? Oh, my God. A billion-person market for the little foam thing to keep you from losing
your... entertaining and very frustrating.
Very, very frustrating. Jerry, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I do have a story about the foam strip. Two quick stories about mapping tools. Wennenberg is the publisher of all the
Wennenberg,
local maps.
Not Wennenberg. Not Wennenberg.
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 Yeah. when my younger son was approaching his 16th birthday and getting his driver's license, I told him I was going to buy him the best driving assistance program I could think of. So I bought him a full, complete set of the Wannenberg maps and a compass.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not amused.
Son, I will buy the world for you. It's printed,
you got it.
It's printed on this paper.
Oldest rule in the book. Been around since the Stone Age. The second item about following mapping tools, our driver guide tools, was a story back in 2008 when they started the western half of the I-64 renovation.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing the story about a guy who rented a car in Kansas City. He was not an American citizen. He was from out of country. Landed in Kansas City, drove to St. Louis, and it was in the middle of the night, about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. He evaded there at 270 and 64, coming eastbound.
Yeah.
And he continued to drive, and he took a nosedive off of the Warson-Clayton end that they had already cut the bridge off of, and just nosedived his car into a pile of sand because he stayed attuned to his never lost program.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing that story.
No. Oh, well, it was late February, early March. But, yeah, middle of the night, guy stayed attuned to it, and he just totally avoided the signs, stuck with his never lost tool, took it right off the edge.
Yeah.
If he was from another country.
He survived. He was belted in, and he survived. But I just remember the newsreader had a hard time reading the story.
I have all over the world about people who paid attention to their GPS instead of their own eyes. And, yes. You know, the GPS system with the turn-by-turn directions told them to make a right, and they made a right. The next thing you know, they're underwater.
Yes.
Because they pulled into a lake.
Well, he may not have been able to read the signs if he was from another country. He could have.
I believe so. But I don't think 15-foot orange and white clothes
are kind of tough. That's universal.
Yeah. You know, Dan, I have actually traveled to other countries, and I've driven in some other lands, and I will tell you that the barriers they had up, I know that because I had to drive that every day. There's no way you would not go, I shouldn't keep going straight here.
I need to keep driving. It tells me to drive.
I forgot that story, Jerry. Thanks for reminding me.
Thank you.
All right. Here's Zach on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Thanks.
I'm AM and the PM. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't know if you guys, you know, watch YouTube channels or whatnot. There's a channel called Vsauce 2, and they have the same exact thing with the roadway about these LEDs and everything on there.
It's called, on YouTube, Vsauce 2?
Yeah.
Like the letter V and sauce and the number 2?
Yep.
Okay.
And they show, like, everything that you can do. Like you said, warns of animals up ahead. And one of the cool things I thought was that, you know, if there's so many, handicapped parking, they need to allocate more parking for handicapped. They have LEDs that would, you know, say this is handicapped.
What a great idea.
Yeah, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. That, you know, and like you said, the sun's on the road all the time, so why not?
Right. It's solar powered. You know, if you can figure out how to get battery power so that it's storing the solar energy so you can use it all night long.
Right.
Genius idea.
Like I said, it's just amazing what we can come up with today.
I will look at it. Thanks, Zach.
All right, thank you.
You know, that goes back to the whole question of the infrastructure in this country and, you know, the fact that we are, you know, in everybody's mind, USA, USA, USA. The fact that we have crumbling roads or bridges and, you know, every few months you hear about a bridge somewhere. Sometimes it's as big as that one. Where was it? Milwaukee a few years ago?
Oh, right.
Where I think it was I-35. The bridge over the river just completely fell down.
Oh, the studies that come out that's, you know, what percentage of bridges should not be even used.
Something
that
like
are
60,000 of them.
Yeah.
The fact that we don't have that and that we don't do stuff like this is just...
Well, like we talked last week, the high-speed rail.
Yes.
We still don't have that across the country.
By the way, I wrote a piece about that on my website this week, and a guy sent me a link in China. They're very close to a 300-mile-an-hour bullet train. 300 miles an hour. You can go from here to Chicago at a top speed of 79 miles an hour, unless there's a freight train in the way. One other road thing I want to mention, and I'll go back to the phones. The legislators in Illinois this week are looking at legislation that would ban people from wearing Google Glass while they're driving. I'm opposed to this legislation, and here's why. I'm in favor of thinning the herd. If you want to watch cat videos while you're driving on your Google Glass, and you run in to the telephone pole and die, fine. We're going to get along without you. As long as you don't hit anybody else.
Right. If they run into you, though.
I know that that's the downside to this. You're thinning the herd in a very, very negative way here. But that should be a no-brainer. You know, it's the same as the people who put the screen, like an iPad screen, on their dashboard, and they're watching movies or TV shows as they go. Oh, this is a great episode of Shark Tank. Ian, turn off the iPad! this is a big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Speaking of roads, we're going to see how they look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
I still use my Atlas. I will not use anything else.
Why?
You're a rebel.
I'm an antique is what I am.
When you're in the plane, Tim, and you're flying around at various places, is there mapping technology on a phone that would tell you where you are while you're up in the air?
I mean, your GPS on your phone, on Google Maps, it would show you exactly where you are, in the plane.
But does it know you're a couple hundred feet off the ground?
It doesn't do elevation.
You can use your iPhone, and you could set it to that, and you can watch it. And, it doesn't know you're that high, but it will move with the highway, and you can see what highway you're over, what cross street you're going through, and, you know, you could do that.
Yeah. I bet there is an app, though, that will give you elevation.
I'm sure there is. I talked to that guy a couple months ago during that whole Malaysian Airlines 370 thing, and he was a guy who did the simulator stuff. Like, that pilot of that plane had a simulator in his basement. I talked to that guy who had one in his basement, and he'd been doing it since the early days of that Microsoft flight simulator program. And he said that stuff is unbelievable now. So I'm sure that could be built into an app on a phone, and probably has been already.
Yeah. No, it's just when I drive. Last year we went to South Dakota. I bought a new Atlas. And my wife, she is as good on the iPad and using, you know, maps that way. But I like to open it up. I like to see where I am, the different highways. I'm just the throwback, you know.
Okay. Hey, honey, give me the Atlas.
Yeah. There you go. That's it, Dan.
Hold on. I have to do the math on how long it's going to take us there. Let me get the abacus.
Well, that's the advantage that she has. She goes, well, here, this says it's going to take us 3 hours and 20 minutes. Well, I don't worry about that. I just want to see where we're going. So as far as the highways go now, southbound 270, boy, we were really light this morning, but I guess everybody's trying to get home and get out of town. So southbound 270 is already slow from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. If you're coming in on eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor through Mason, westbound 40, you've got Kings Highway through McCausland, Ballas out through Mason. Looks like we're pretty heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge. And then downtown, that right lane on northbound 55, you're backed up to Highway 44. Coming in from Illinois, westbound 55-64, slowing from Tudor to the Poplar. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Even though it's Memorial Day weekend, news still happens. News still happens. When you need to know, catch the Fox 2 News simulcast 3 times on the Big 550 on Memorial Day at 5 a.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Have you been thinking about creating your dream kitchen, bath, or addition? Call Home Solutions today and have their design team guide you towards an affordable solution to give you what you have been dreaming about for years. Take advantage of free granite or onyx this May with new cabinetry for your kitchen or bath remodel. They feature a large selection of the most popular colors and styles of granite countertops while supplies last. Your new kitchen or bath will be designed to the last detail using their state-of-the-art 3D imagery so you can see everything before you order anything. Home Solutions design team is very professional and they offer free designs and free estimates. Being fully accredited with the Better Business Bureau means you can trust your project with Home Solutions. Call Home Solutions today for your free design and estimate at 314-821-4949 or click homesolutionsstl.com or visit their design center on Manchester Road in De Pere, just 1/2 mile east of 270. Call today and ask how you can get free countertops for your kitchen or bath. 314-821-4949.
When I heard I could get a free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide, I jumped at the offer. After all, I knew it had amazing benefits for your heart, blood pressure, and immune system. Who wouldn't want that? But I immediately noticed another surprising benefit. I felt like a 25-year-old again in the bedroom. Better than I was at 25.
He's right. In a Nobel Prize-winning discovery, nitric oxide was found to boost your performance in the bedroom, as well as benefiting your heart, blood pressure, energy levels, immune system, even your memory and mood. That's why it's been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century for both men and women. And right now, you can get a free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide by calling 1-800-400-5773. You'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide and free test strips at 1-800-400-5773. That's 1-800-400-5773.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232218.
Join Bowie Funeral Homes for their 53rd annual Veterans Memorial Service Program this Sunday, May 25th. The service begins at 2 p.m. at their beautiful St. Charles Memorial Gardens on West Clay near Cave Springs and I-70. The program allows family members of veterans who have passed away in the past year to join in Bowie's Poppy Ceremony. The names of their loved ones will be read, along with the ringing of a bell. For information, call 636-946-4042 or visit Bowie.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Parktown Audi is the industry leader for Audi in the St. Louis metro area. Right now, Parktown has the 2015 Audi A3 sedan with automatic transmission, full leather interior, power moonroof for $29,000. That comes with a 4-year, 50,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. If you're in the market for a new Audi, from the ever-popular A4 to the Audi flagship A8, Parktown will not be undersold. Family-operated for 41 years in Kirkwood at 10230 Manchester Road, just 1 mile east of Lindbergh.
Hi, this is Jerry Hall. I want to talk to you about real estate. I just helped a lady who had 12 late pays get her home. I just helped a couple relocate with 2 late pays get a home. I just helped a man who had not been able to sell his home for 2 years get it sold for more than he thought. If you're buying or selling and you want to be a success story, you call me. 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. Kerry Hall, the best name in real estate.
It's the Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Ian, and Dan are here with me. Later on, Bill Cleveland. Colin will review the new X-Men movie. I've got a review of the new Jon Favreau movie called Chef. that I saw last night. I'll tell you about that. We also have the Harris Challenge and knuckleheads in the news all coming up. Wednesday night on Spike TV, there's going to be a, well, they call it an all-star comedy tribute to Don Rickles.
I've been looking forward to this, yes.
It actually seems to me to be more like a roast.
Right.
And I went online today and found a couple of clips to play for you. Now, we have, the three of us have all talked about how we like Don Rickles. I love the documentary that Martin Scorsese made about him a few years ago. Did you see that?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, it was terrific. And it really showed him preparing for his shows and, you know, that old style Vegas performer who, you know, if you go back to his dressing room 10 minutes before he goes on, he hasn't put his pants on yet because he's sitting down, and if he had them on, they'd get wrinkled.
Yeah.
Or the, you know, the seam wouldn't be perfect. The crease, I mean. So among the people who are going to be roasting him in this thing on Spike TV Wednesday night, David Letterman. It's impossible to get David Letterman out of the house besides for his show. So he must really like him. Regis Philbin, who's been a longtime friend of Rickles, Jerry Seinfeld, Jon Stewart, Bob Newhart, Jimmy Kimmel, and I want to play for you a little bit of Scorsese, who was there with Robert De Niro. The two of them, of course, have worked a lot together, and, well, I'll let them tell the story.
No, it's true. You know, Bob and I did, like, 8 pictures together. We would put everything we had into each. And we'd always be excited about doing the next one. Then we did Casino with Don 20 years ago. And we haven't worked together since. Now, it's amazing. It's amazing, Don, the influence you've had on our careers.
Yeah, Don, on behalf of Leo DiCaprio, thanks a lot.
Now, when Bob De Niro and I are on the same stage together these days, it's usually to give each other lifetime achievement awards. So we see each other mainly at award ceremonies and memorial services. Like tonight. We wanted to honor your memory, Don, so here we are. Though, if I'd been directing this, I don't think I would have gone for the open casket.
Rest in peace, old friend.
I love De Niro with the topper there. Rest in peace, old friend. And then Tracy Jordan gets up there, and you would think, Tracy Jordan and Don Rickles. How does that happen? Listen to the story Tracy Jordan tells.
I guess you guys are wondering why I bought this bouquet of flowers for Don. A few years ago, I had a serious health problem. I didn't understand. Because I always treated my body like a temple. And I ended up having to have a kidney transplant. When I was in a hospital, out of the blue, I got this amazing flower arrangement from Don. Y'all may not know this, but I'm a very emotional guy. When those flowers came from one of my greatest comic heroes, it meant so much to me. Don, you never know what those flowers did to pick me up and pick my spirits up and make me feel that if a legend like you could care about me, just maybe. Maybe I should just get better. And to this day, I carry with me this card that he sent me. It says, Dear Tracy, I hope you get better, but I still don't want you coming to none of the home games. Oh, this one is from Don Sterling. Sorry, Don Sterling. And by the way, talking about Don Sterling, if I owned a team like the L.A. Clippers who lost for 30 years, I'd hate black people too.
That's pretty good. I'm not a big Tracy Jordan fan, but sometimes he has
Morgan.
His moments.
That was his character.
Tracy
yeah.
Jordan was his character on 30 Rock. Yeah, Tracy Morgan, I'm sorry. That's how big a fan I am of the guy. But sometimes he has his moments, and that was one of them. And speaking of 30 Rock, Tina Fey was there with Amy Poehler.
We are here tonight to celebrate Don Rickles. And honestly, it's almost like he's here with us. You can feel his spirit in this room tonight.
No, Tina, he is here. Jesus, I thought that was somebody's purse.
Oh, man.
So sorry. So here we are, because they thought it was important for Don to be honored by at least one woman, which apparently is what we count as. Yep.
Yeah, thanks for sending one car for the both of us. Did you send Seinfeld a half a car?
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler at the Don Rickles tribute that'll air Wednesday night on Spike TV. I want to set the DVR for that. It probably. I hope that's not just the highlights there. Which suck if you watch the 2 hours and it's like, I heard all the funny stuff last Friday. I don't think that'll be the case, though, particularly all those other people who are going to be there. What else did I want to mention here? Oh, speaking of showbiz stuff, Ian and I have talked many times on this show about how we are fans of The Amazing Race and Survivor, both of which had their season finales in just the last few days. Were you happy with the way they came out, that Dave and Connor won the race on Sunday night?
Yes, I thought both winners were deserved and top in their game. So. Yeah.
As long as that Rachel and her Brenchel? Boyfriend, Brendan and Rachel, Brenchel.
Brenchel, is that her name? That's
what they combined their names.
Brendan and Rachel.
To make you hate them even more.
Isn't that cute? Isn't that darling? If you heard that in real life, inside your head, you'd be thinking, shut up. Wouldn't you? As long as they didn't win, I was happy. But I also thought Dave and Connor, you know, pretty remarkable story. The kid had cancer a few years ago. He's in full remission now. And last time that team went on the race, the father tore his Achilles. And it was right at the same time that I tore my Achilles. So I really, you know, I'm always rooting for the middle-aged guy on any of these reality shows.
Yeah, first parent kid winner and the oldest winner ever.
Yeah.
Amazing Race.
So I was happy to see that. And then Wednesday night was the three-hour finale of this season of Survivor, which we both thought was one of the best in a long time, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And Tony, the cop from New Jersey, won it. I was glad to see that the jury, which is all people who have been voted off and usually manipulated off the show by somebody like Tony, that they all weren't so bitter that they couldn't recognize this guy clearly played the game better than everybody else. Don't you hate it when they get to the tribal council and the discussion among them is all, well, you voted me, you lied to me, why would you do that to me? I'm not voting for you. When that's the concept of Survivor.
Usually the jury's pretty good about that, though. Even though they're usually voted out by the winner, they usually go, well, he or she played the game the best.
Do you think Spencer's little speech at the end helped?
Yeah. Yeah.
To convince them?
Yeah.
I think so, too. What did you think of Jeff Probst on Wednesday night?
He did a lot more. They did live cut-ins during the 2 hours that were, you know, the tape part of the show.
Yeah.
And I just thought those were unnecessary.
Completely unnecessary. And they broke up the flow of the show.
Right.
I mean, here I am invested in the plot line of the series for all these weeks. And now I got to see him in the audience saying, we love your energy. We're so glad you came tonight. Let's see what the green room looks like. Who cares?
You don't want to see those people till the big reveal at the end. That's
right.
Part of the deal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I agree with you. You wrote on your website about they interviewed Tyler Perry. Why? Why does he need to be on yet another show?
Right. I think this is the first thing he's done that his name wasn't in the title. I'm just glad he didn't show up as Medea.
But apparently he's giving tips now on what they should do with the show, and they're changing his idea with the new idol this year. But
Jeff Probst's ego has just gotten out of control on that show. He seems to think that it's about him. When people are actually tuning in, if you have good players on that show and the social interaction between them is good, and you have somebody manipulative like a Russell Hance or Tony or somebody like that who's really clever at dominating the game, that's what makes people tune in. That's what makes the ratings go up.
They're the characters,
not
the host.
Not Jeff Probst saying, well, immunity is back up for grabs.
Right. Or handing him the letter that he wrote him months before. Here, I want you to have this.
Yeah, here's my apology to you.
What?
Jeff Probst had a daytime talk show.
That's right.
A few years ago, and That right there, the fact that it failed, was proof that Jeff Probst is not a star. Now, I'm not saying that Jeff Probst is bad on that show.
Right.
He's fine. And he started out as just a guy they hired to host the show. And he's been fine at that for 12, 14 years, whatever it is. But there's a difference between doing that and making him the star of the show. It would be like you're watching the David Letterman show and Alan Coulter, the announcer, thinks he's the star. Or Paul Schaefer, the band leader, thinks he's the star of that show. That if you didn't have Letterman there, people would still tune in. Or with those same people there, if they took over. It's just not the case.
Right.
On Survivor.
He's a facilitator, just like the host of The Amazing Race.
Phil Kogan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Not Hulk Hogan.
No, not Hulk Hogan.
Phil Kogan is his name. The other thing I have to mention before we finish up this hour is I saw this on Twitter today. I'm not sure where this is from, but somebody took a picture of a warning sign at a child's, well, I don't have to say child, at a playground. And the warning is rules for a safe and fun time. And I'm going to read these rules to you. Now, this, I'm telling you, this thing is probably 6 feet tall and 4 feet wide. Rules for a safe and fun time at the playground. This is not a joke. This is a real sign. It's broken down into categories of slides, swings, play structures, and rocking devices. And under slides, it says, no head first, no two together, no sliding on your back, no standing or climbing, no kneeling or jumping, no dangling arms or legs, no sliding backward, no spinning around, no sliding askew. Askew?
What kid
is at the playground and looks up at that and goes, askew? Oh, no, askew. I know what that means. Imagine taking your 7 or 8 year old kid to the playground and they want to go on the slides, or 4 year old, and having to go over these rules with them.
I want to go down a skew.
By the way, all of those things they just mentioned were the only fun things about going down the slide.
Yeah.
If you're an adult and you think that a slide is climb up the ladder, sit down, go to the bottom, then you have never been on a slide yourself. and then next to that, rules for a safe and fun time for the swings. No standing on the swings. No swinging with more than one person at a time. No swinging with one hand. What?
One hand?
No swinging empty swings. No twisting swings. Isn't that one of the key things in swings?
You would turn that thing and then sit there. It was like a ride.
Yes.
Twirly.
And what was the goal? Not vomiting.
Yes.
No jumping off while swinging. That was another one. You get up to the height that you can, then you release yourself. If you do it right, you land in the sand or the wood chips or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you, for a moment, you thought, I am flying.
Yeah.
You had that Superman sensation. On play structures, no climbing up or down if anyone is in the way. No bumping another climber. No jumping off play structures. No one-hand climbing. What? And then for the rocking devices, no doubling up. I guess that means no two people on the little horse on the spring.
Yeah.
Is that what they mean?
Yeah.
No standing near. Which is not actually a sentence, by the way. No standing near.
No.
No standing near
what?
Fill in the blank, kids. No placing feet or hands near moving parts. No sitting on the handles and the footrest. And then no pulling or pushing.
Hmm.
How do you rock the rocking device without pulling or pushing?
Supposed to do it
yourself.
Mommy,
I'm sitting here and I'm not pulling or pushing and it won't rock.
I guess a second person they're talking
about. Yeah, I'm sure.
What?
Yeah, you have to sit the kid. You mean
as momentum, you move your weight back and forth to a...
Yeah.
If they said no moving back and forth, then you're screwed with that thing.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. No second person on there with them?
Person pushing the back of the thing.
Are you telling me if my kid is on the little springy horse, I can't go up and give her a little shove back and forth? Get away from me.
According to those rules, you
can't.
Does it say anything about the swings? You know how kids can't get on there and they can't get their feet? You get them up there and then you push them? Is there any rules about pushing on the swings?
No.
A third party?
No.
Pushing?
No, does not have anything against that. I guarantee you it was in the committee meeting, but when it got to the full hearing, they decided not to put that. That's over 20 rules for a playground.
Hmm.
This playground brought to you by lawyers. Lawyers suing your ass for whatever you've done your entire life. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
On the slide, you go down on with your shorts on it, and you kind of go... yeah. And you stop. You never slide.
You see, if I were in charge, I would tear down all the plastic playground furniture, equipment, and I would put back the metal slide.
Oh, with Crisco on it.
Well, not with Crisco on it, because how did most of us learn the concept of burning
when we were
children?
Yes.
A, from the stove in your mom's kitchen, and B, from a hot day like today, getting on that metal slide and realizing shorts and a slide on a hot day, not a good idea.
And I also found that out from looking into a furnace when we were hiding one time, and I looked into the furnace and it went, the furnace was going, blah, 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 and I looked down in it and went,
nice.
And burned my eyebrows and the front of my hair off. It smelled so bad.
Dan Strauss, the only human who would go hide and go seek in the HVAC unit.
That's right. Hey, what's that noise? All right, here's
by the
traffic.
Way, Dan is the reason they have to put the rules up at the playground.
I just realized this. Probably. Here's traffic with Timothy Weiland.
Paul, that's exactly what I was thinking. Dan was playing hide-and-seek one day and saw this little door on the furnace and thought, hey, this would be a good place to hide.
I was just hiding behind it. I wasn't in the furnace. I was hiding behind it.
Yeah, right. But
and there was that gap.
You learned how to get burned, or not about being burned. Then,
right.
So
yeah.
That's what
I was a little
thinking.
Gap, and it just made a noise, so I decided to look in and see what that noise was.
You weren't wearing shorts, were you?
No, I don't know. I may have.
Go ahead, Jim.
All right. Hey, the Great Getaway is underway on westbound 40. I'll tell you, everybody's heading out of town, it looks like, because you're jammed up solid from Kings Highway through McCausland, then from Lindbergh out through Mason, Clarkson to the Boone Bridge, and from, it looks like, Winghaven all the way out through Highway 70. Now, westbound 70, you've got that slowdown between Jennings Station Road and Lucas and Hunt, and then for approaching Highway 170 through Air Flight, and you've got some slow stretches from Highway 94 out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Southbound 270 getting pretty solid now, 40 down through Doherty Ferry, and eastbound 270 slowing Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journeys, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Two major announcements for changes to the White House cabinet today. President Obama nominating Secretary Sean Donnelly.